Welcome back to TechNet Radio. SQL Path Summit 2013 is right around the corner, and in today's special IT Time episode, Blaine Barton rounds up the usual suspects, Jennifer Moser, Laura Rebelke, Chuck Heinzelman, and SQL rockstar Thomas LaRocque, to discuss all things Path Summit. Tune in as they chat about why you should attend this year's conference, from the fantastic lineup of keynote speakers, sessions, networking, and community opportunities. This is a can't-miss event. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist here in my Tampa studio, and it's the third annual SQL Path Summit get together with all of my friends from the SQL team. How y'all doing, Sarah? So I got four rock stars on today. Today is IT Time Radio. We're gonna talk with the whole panel here. We've got Chuck Heinzelman. How you doing, Chuck?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Welcome to the show. Jennifer Moser. How you doing, Jennifer?
Doing great. Drying out here in Redmond.
Yeah. Laura, how you doing? Dunkey, how you doing? Thomas LaRocque from
SQLPath.org.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Fantastic. I mean, we've got a great summit coming up. The SQL Path Summit, Charlotte, North Carolina, October 15th to the 18th. Sounds like just a great lineup of speakers, fantastic community events going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with Jennifer. You're teed up to take the first question. That is, what is this whole SQL Path Summit? What's it all about? And tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we're really excited to have PATH Summit in Charlotte, North Carolina this year, October, like you said, Blaine, October 15th to the 18th. We're going to have 4,000 DBAs, BI professionals, data scientists, all hanging out, talking, getting great sessions, technical sessions on SQL Server, business intelligence, big data, everything you can imagine, all data, all the time. And we're really excited.
Excellent. Excellent. So who's kind of responsible on the panel here for talking about keynote speakers, keynote opportunities as far as the overview? Is that Thomas? Thomas, you dealing with that? Keynote?
Sure. I can talk about the keynotes. So there's two keynotes this year. One is going to be given by Quentin Clark. I don't even know his new title. He's in charge.
VP of Data Platforms.
Vice President of Data Platform. There you go. I can't keep up with the changes at Microsoft. I don't know how you people do it. Let's just look in the gap. He's going to be talking, and I'm hoping that he spends a lot of time talking about SQL 2014, the next version coming out. I expect to hear a lot of things, a lot of new things. I'd be excited if we got some new announcements coming out. I can't guarantee that, but it's always nice if we can get some announcements. The other keynote is David DeWitt coming back after a one-year hiatus.
Yay!
I'm really excited. I know! I'm really excited about it because he's here to talk about Hackathon. He's going to spend his time... Also known as what? What marketing term do we want? In-memory OLTP. Is that right?
Yes.
Yay! Your marketing's working with me. So SQL 2014, in-memory OLTP, codename Hackathon, and David DeWitt to spend 90 minutes talking about that, I think is a wonderful opportunity.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks, Thomas. We'll move to Chuck. How you doing, Chuck? Welcome back.
I am doing great.
What can you tell us, man? What can you tell us about sessions? What kind of sessions are going on? What drives you to go to the conference, and what sessions would you attend?
We have sessions spread over six tracks from both the community and from Microsoft. We've got over 50 Microsoft sessions at this event, delivered by members of the engineering team, members of the CAT team, which I'm a part of. We also have these sessions are spread over there. We're talking about BI. We're talking about database development. We're going to be talking about cloud. We've even got some professional development sessions for those people that want to better their careers, not just from a technical standpoint, but you know, learning things about how to be a better employee, how to do interviewing, that kind of thing. Those are the kind of sessions you get in that track. A couple of highlights here. First time ever at PASS, we are going to have the man behind SysInternals, Mark Rasinovich.
Yeah.
He is going to be at PASS this year talking. He's doing a Windows Azure deep dive. Another one from the Microsoft side that we have that's always a big draw is Connor Cunningham. coming in to talk about OLTP sharding techniques for massive scale. This guy has been there. He's seen some of the biggest customers we've dealt with. He knows it all. We've also got a great stable of community presenters across all of those tracks. It's going to be a great event.
That sounds fantastic. Great lineup. I know I even saw when I was on the website, checking out the website, Bob Ward, Paul Randall, some of these heavy hitters are going to be out there. Fantastic.
The session list reads like a who's who.
It's fantastic lineup. So if you're doing any kind of Super work, this is the Super Bowl. So I would definitely go ahead and attend that.
Or World Cup. It could be the World Cup.
Okay, World Cup. That's
we're going to go international here. It could be global. It's the World Cup.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, or Stanley Cup.
Hey, you know, all we're saying is really big. Got to be there. So, Laura, you talk about community. We talked about community. That's really kind of a special place in my heart is wrapping myself around the love of the community, even down here in the South, in Florida, with IT professionals. But tell us what we're doing about with community at the PATH Summit.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the biggest aspects of the PATH Summit is all of the community, the networking, the ability to meet people that you might be collaborating with online and have that face-to-face time with them. This is the biggest, largest single gathering of the SQL Server community anytime, anywhere during the year. So this is the best place that you're going to be able to go to share and learn with others. And it's literally a wealth of support and of experts from all over the world. So this is going to start with some programs that the PATH Summit will provide around first-timers program. There's a welcome reception. There's the special event, which I don't know if we've announced anything around the special event yet, but there's always a fantastic special event that's lots of fun on one of the evenings that's put on by the PATH Summit. And you also have to couch this in, you know, our world is changing. And, you know, it's not just about this relational database anymore. And a lot of us are challenged with trying to learn and figure out how to deal with new kinds of data that's coming in, new ways of deploying and managing our data. And we need our community to help us get better about that and get smarter about how we're growing with our careers and how we're deploying solutions and managing these solutions. This is the place to go to meet with others and collaborate and learn and share from what they've been doing, as well as you can share with others what you've been doing.
Very good. Fantastic. In fact, what about certifications? Anything happen around there with certifications at all?
Yo, Thomas, you're up.
Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Yo, back to Thomas, certification, bud.
All right. So certifications. Last year, I don't know how many years we didn't have it, but last year we brought back on-site certification testing. I actually took advantage of that last year, and I did the lab exam at the PATH Summit to earn my MCM in SQL 2008, which was awesome. It was just a wonderful thing to be able to kind of combine everything I needed to get done in one trip, right? So this year we're bringing it back. 50% discount, right?
Really?
So if you're coming to the PATH Summit, you're getting your exams half price,
right?
Except for the master's exams. I guess those are still full.
So it pays for itself.
Yeah, totally.
Always. So there's also a study hall this year. There's on-site exam prep this year. It's a wonderful thing. It's going to be located just outside the convention center, I think. It's next door in the hotel. Is that right,
yes.
Jen?
It's going to be next door in the Westin Hotel. You got it. Just right next door.
Right. So it's next door in the Westin Hotel. Great location. Great place to be kind of in your own little, say, world. If when you want to do those tests, you kind of want some privacy. And lots of great help all around it. So I'm really excited to see it come back. And I'm really hoping more people take advantage of it this year.
And don't forget, people can take an advantage of it before the conference begins, because testing, on-site testing is available starting Monday before the conference.
That's correct.
You can arrive early and take some exams before you even start the conference and not have to miss any sessions.
That is correct.
You know, even in fact, talking about pre-con, sign up for Connor Cunningham's Azure pre-con. If we're talking about, you know, things that are happening before the conference, boom, Jennifer's got a little shout out there on the back of the whiteboard there. But more importantly, if you want to go provision your free Azure account, your trial account, 30-day account, you can go to right here, URL, aka.ms/tryazure, and get your 30 days. So with that, Great lineup of goodies for the PASS Summit. I'm excited. Any last things to shout out here?
I do want to call out that this really is the place to go to collaborate and learn with the experts. From the Microsoft side, as Chuck was talking about, we've got a great wealth of the our engineers, people that are building the product, designing the product, that you can go ask questions and learn how and why and what they built and how things work under the covers. In addition, we've got the CAT Clinic, which is back and always hot and always fun. And that's a place where you've got the top experts who are designing some of the most crazy, gnarly solutions. There goes the cat. Crazy, gnarly solutions, and you can go ask them questions. You can get advice on some of the things you've been running into and learn how you can maybe get past some of your problems, as well as maybe design your solution to scale to the needs that you might have. So fantastic resources. Don't forget about all of those experts.
And not only SQL CAT's going to be there, well, Azure CAT now.
Azure CAT, yeah.
We also have customer support there. I've seen people come in with and actually VPN into their servers and work through support cases. Yeah. These are the people that when you call up to Microsoft support and get to that level 3 of support, these are the people that are going to be staffing in the clinic. You can just come talk to them and work through your problems right there. And we don't have a cash register there. It's just walk in and we'll work with you.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah.
The PASS Summit is definitely a unique conference in its, Microsoft executive support, the breadth of the community heavy hitters, and on-site Microsoft presence and on-site testing, all of those things. The PASS Summit's definitely a unique conference and the largest SQL conference in the world.
Mm-hmm. Got to be there.
We'll be there.
Conference. I mean, you got to be there. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina in October 15th to the 18th. With that, I'm going to call you guys the Fab Five. SQL CAT, we got Chuck, Jennifer, Laura, and Thomas. All of you, thank you for being on the third annual IT Time Radio for SQL PASS Summit. So a little shout out there, 3 years in a row. So with that, I want to thank you all. And with that, I'm Blaine Barton, IT Time Radio. It's a wrap.